Of all these powers, the greatest was the last. Arriving late from a far plane of thought into a packed, irrational world of chance where all was grossly felt and blindly done, yet the haphazard seemed the inevitable, came reason, the squat godhead artisan, to her narrow house upon a ridge in time. Adept of clear contrivance and design, a pensive face and close and peering eyes, she took her firm and irremovable seat, the strongest, wisest of the troll-like three. Armed with her lens and measuring rod and probe, she looked upon an object universe and the multitudes that in it live and die, and the body of space and the fleeing soul of time, and took the earth and stars into her hands to try what she could make of these strange things. In her strong, purposeful, laborious mind, inventing her scheme lines of reality and the geometric curves of her time plan, she multiplied her slow half-cuts at truth. Impatient of enigma and the unknown, intolerant of the lawless and the unique, imposing reflection on the march of force, imposing clarity on the unfathomable, she strove to reduce to rules the mystic world. Nothing she knew, but all things hoped to know. In dark, inconscient realms, once void of thought, missioned by a supreme intelligence to throw its ray upon the obscure vast, an imperfect light leading an erring mass by the power of sense and the idea and word, she ferrets out nature's process, substance, cause. All life to harmonize by thought's control, she with the huge imbroglio struggles still, ignorant of all but her own seeking mind to save the world from ignorance she came. A sovereign worker through the centuries, observing and remolding all that is, confident she took up her stupendous charge. There the low, bent, and mighty figure sits, bowed under the arc lamps of her factory home, amid the clatter and ringing of her tools. A rigorous stare in her creative eyes, coercing the plastic stuff of cosmic mind. She sets the hard inventions of her brain in a pattern of eternal fixity. Indifferent to the cosmic dumb demand, unconscious of two close realities, of the unspoken thought, the voiceless heart, she leans to forge her credos and irons and metal structures to imprison life and mechanic models of all things that are. For the world seen, she weaves a world conceived. She spins in stiff but unsubstantial lines her gossamer word webs of abstract thought, her segment systems of the infinite, her theodicies and cosmogonic charts and myths by which she explains the inexplicable. At will she spaces in thin air of mind, like map in the schoolhouse of intellect hung, forcing wide truth into a narrow scheme, her numberless, warring, strict philosophies. Out of nature's body of phenomenon, she carves with thought's keen edge in rigid lines, like rails for the world magician's power to run, her sciences precise and absolute. On the huge bare walls of human nescience, written round nature's deep, dumb hieroglyphs, she pens in clear, demotic characters the vast encyclopedia of her thoughts. An algebra of her mathematics signs, her numbers and unerring formulas she builds to clinch her summary of things. On all sides runs, as if in a cosmic mosque, tracing the scriptural verses of her laws, the deedle of her patterned arabesques, art of her wisdom, artifice of her lore. This art, this artifice, are her only stock. In her high works of pure intelligence, in her withdrawal from the senses' trap, there comes no breaking of the walls of mind. There leaps no rending flash of absolute power. There dawns no light of heavenly certitude. A million faces wears her knowledge here, and every face is turbaned with a doubt. All now is questioned, all reduced to naught. Once monumental in their massive craft, her old great mythic writings disappear, and into their place start strict ephemeral signs. This constant change spells progress to her eyes. Her thought is an endless march without a goal. There is no summit on which she can stand and see in a single glance the infinite's whole.